The story of Adam and Eve is not just a good Bible story. It prefigures Jesus Christ. There are two Adams in the Bible. In Genesis, God is outlining a picture of how the first man, Adam, foreshadows the second Adam. But only those who have spiritual eyes to see can see it. Are your spiritual eyes enlightened enough to behold the similarities and differences between the first Adam and the second Adam? I'm James Warden, and this is Have You Heard the Good News? Hi there. Your spiritual eyesight will be quickened as you meditate upon the Word of God. For the Word of the Lord enlightens the eyes of your understanding, so let's look at Adam. The first man, Adam, died spiritually in the Garden of Eden. So we can say that the first Adam had a garden tomb. And in this type, Adam was foreshadowing the second Adam, Jesus Christ. For when Jesus was crucified, they took his body and laid it in a garden tomb. John 19:41. Did you know that the Bible expressly calls Adam the Son of God? Luke 3:38 says that Adam was the Son of God. This, of course, is a great prefigurement of the second Adam, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God. The first Adam was created a natural man. And it is written that the natural man cannot receive the things of God. While the second Adam was a spiritual man who contained the fullness of the Godhead bodily. The first Adam had a carnal mind, and we received our carnal mind from him. While the second Adam has the mind of Christ. And as Christians, we can let this mind be in us that was also in Christ Jesus. 1 Corinthians 14:46 and Philippians 2:5. The first Adam died because he chose to partake of a tree. And so did the second Adam, Jesus Christ. Jesus died because he chose to partake of a tree. And that tree was the cross of Calvary. When the first Adam sinned, he was cursed of God. Moreover, the second Adam, Jesus Christ, was cursed also. Galatians 3:13 says that Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, as it is written, "Cursed is the man that hangeth on a tree." Now examine this. The second Adam, Jesus Christ, nailed the law of commandments to his cross because we couldn't keep them. But the first Adam's descendants didn't nail the law of commandments to the cross because they thought that they could keep the law. They were the self-righteous ones, the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the scribes. They didn't nail the law of commandments to the cross. The descendants of Adam nailed the very word of God to the cross. Because Jesus Christ, the second Adam, was the Word made flesh that dwelt among us, and they nailed that Word to the cross. Colossians 2:14 and Ephesians 2:15 and 16. Both Adams were kings. The first Adam's kingdom was the earth. He was given dominion over the fowl of the air and the fish of the sea and every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. While the second Adam was made King of Kings, and his dominion is an everlasting kingdom, and he shall reign forever and ever. Both Adams had a rendezvous with beguiling serpents. The first Adam was with his wife when the serpent beguiled her, and he said nothing. But the second Adam, Jesus Christ, rebuked the religious deceivers of his people, Israel, saying, "Ye serpents, ye generations of vipers, how can ye escape the damnation of hell? For ye set up the kingdom of God against men, and ye neither enter it yourselves." Matthew 23:13-33. Examine this. When the first Adam sinned, who did he condemn? Adam condemned the woman. Remember, her name was not yet Eve, it was woman. And why did Adam call her woman? Adam said the reason was because she was bone of his bone, and, get this clue, flesh of his flesh. When Adam sinned, who did he condemn but the flesh of his flesh? And you, today as a Christian, who must you blame when you stumble in sin? You can't blame the Spirit of Christ, that sinless new creation that lives in you, because it's sin-free. So who must you blame when you sin? You have to do like Adam and the Apostle Paul and blame the flesh of your flesh, for that's where sin stems from. Paul was like you and I. He was not perfect, even though the perfect Son of God lived sinless in him too. And when he would fall in sin, he declared that it was not him that did it, but it was the sin that dwelled in his flesh. Paul, like Adam, blamed the flesh of his flesh in Romans 7:17. For Romans 7:25 lets us know that our flesh nature serves the law of sin, regardless of the fact that our soul is joined sinless unto the Lord as one spirit with him, according to 1 Corinthians 6:17. The flesh is not joined unto the Lord, because it serves the law of sin and it was not redeemed. However, I must inform you that we as Christians should be diligent in the process of growing in grace, so we won't be singing the chorus too often that we failed in something because of our fleshly nature of the flesh. Because as we grow in grace, Titus 2:11 says that the grace of God will be teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, till he comes for us. So let's not get caught up on blaming the flesh of our flesh too often, but let us grow in grace and in the knowledge of Christ Jesus. Nevertheless, Adam condemned the sin in the weaker vessel, the flesh of his flesh. And Jesus Christ, the second Adam, did likewise. For he too condemned sin in the flesh, according to Romans 8, verse 3. Did you know that the first Adam never lived a full day with God? Adam only lived 930 years, but that was not a full day with God. For 2 Peter 3:8 says, "Be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day with the Lord is as a thousand of our years." And Adam didn't live 1,000 years. Adam only lived 930 years. But this is interesting, because the years God has allotted unto us are 70 years. According to Psalms 90:10, it says God allots us an average lifespan of 80 years. And a score means 20, so 3 times 20 in 3 score would be 60 plus 10, that's 3 score year and 10, giving us 70 years. And if you add the 930 years of Adam's lifetime plus our 70 year average lifespan, it will equal 1,000 years, which is one day to the Lord. Adam's 930 years fell 70 years short of this day, until you add your 80 years and 10 to it to bring it up to 1,000 years. And that's a day to the Lord. Although the first Adam didn't live a full day with his father upon the earth, the second Adam, Jesus Christ, shall reign on the earth for 1,000 years. And that 1,000 years is called the day of the Lord. For 1,000 years is as a day to the Lord, and he will reign over the earth in full fellowship and favor with his Father in that millennial day of 1,000 years. And as a side note, after Jesus Christ's 1,000-year reign, Jesus shall then abdicate his throne in Jerusalem and give it unto David as promised. And then Jesus will take up his eternal reign and residence in the holy city, the new Jerusalem, and reign over his everlasting kingdom from there. Now back to the two Adams. Because of sin, the first Adam despised the shame of his nakedness among the trees of Eden. Likewise, because of our sins, the second Adam hung naked on the tree of Calvary. And Jesus, like Adam, despised the shame of his nakedness as he endured the cross. Jesus was hung naked upon the tree, and he despised the shame of it. Hebrews 12:2. When Adam was cursed of God, God told him that by the sweat of his face he would labor for his bread. And according to Luke 22:42, the second Adam, Jesus Christ, sweat, as it were, great drops of blood while laboring earnestly for us in prayer so that we could have the bread of life. Jehovah God cursed the ground and told Adam that he would live from it in sorrow all the days of his life, and it would bring forth thorns. Well, the second Adam bore this curse also, for he was a man of sorrows all the days of his earthly life too. And the second Adam, Jesus Christ, bore the curse of the thorns on his head when mankind planted the crown of thorns on the head of the church, Jesus Christ. Also, neither Adam was afraid to die. The first Adam was not afraid to die, for he knew the full consequence of certain death if he ate of the tree, and neither was the second Adam afraid to die. For he, by the will of the Father, drank of the cup of suffering, and thereby tasted death for every man. The first Adam went back to the dust from whence he was taken, while the second Adam went back to heaven from whence he came. Let's bring Eve into the picture now. Adam's wife prefigures the bride of Christ, the church. In Genesis 5:2, God calls the first Adam and his wife by only one name. He called them both Adam, for to him the two were one flesh. And we, the church, are called by the name of the second Adam, Jesus Christ, for we are called by his name. And Eve was in Adam's body before she became his wife. Likewise, we are in the body of Christ before we marry him as the Lamb's wife at the marriage supper of the Lamb. And in order for God to bring forth Adam's bride, God had to lay Adam down in a deep sleep and open up his side and take out the material to build Adam's wife, woman. Likewise, in order for God to bring forth the second Adam's bride to be, God had to lay Jesus down in the deep sleep of death. And Jesus' side was opened up, and blood and water poured out. And it just so happens that blood and water are the materials attendant upon a natural birth. But in this case, they were attendant upon a spiritual birth, the birth of the church, the bride of Christ. And one final comparison. When Eve was seduced and ate the fruit, Adam was not deceived. He knew that she was going to die. And if it were possible, he would have said, "Father, forgive her, for she knows not what she has done, because she was deceived." But he chose rather to die with her than to live without her. He died the same death with his wife, just like every member of the body of Christ died the same death as our Savior and husband, Jesus Christ. For we were crucified with Christ. God gave Adam a help meet for him, not a help mate for him, but a help meet or fit for him, to help him seed and subdue the earth. And we, as the bride of Christ, are a help meet for Jesus, to help spread the gospel that Jesus saves throughout the earth. There is much, much more to this than our spiritual eyes can behold concerning the two Adams in Scripture. This is part 4 and the conclusion of our series called Little Known Facts About Adam. You may have it in its entirety free. I'm James Warden, and this is Have You Heard the Good News?